We are learning Maseches Erevim Daf Zayin Omer Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom, Umesayin Ba. Rav Yitzchak was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he was sitting over a memra b'shem Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And he said over a memra that the Machlokes is only one Shirav on both sides, but if it's one Shirav only on one side, and the other side's a Bika, then Turus HaPasach helps. But the Umesayin Ba ends off a stickle of complex halacha. Umesayin Ba Mashmeid Rav Yehuda, he ended off b'shem Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda didn't tell him if it was b'shem Rav or not. But Rav Yosef ended off b'shem Rav Yehuda. He says, that means that on one side you had a shush Rav of this Mavi, and on the other side it was open to Rechava. What is a Rechava? So Rashi says, at the end of the second widest line, that Rechava is a hekiv chetz chatzah shakara about them. It's a backyard, and that's for Rechava. What's the significance of a backyard? A backyard is not a place they walked through. In those days, the backyard was a place they stored things. They hardly ever went there. The front courtyard was the main ishtamshus, where they did all their chores, and that's the way they walked out through the front chatzah to go out of the house. The backyard was something they did not use, and it's called, there was no diurim there. There weren't any people, there wasn't any living, it wasn't called a living space, the backyard. So here, you have a rechava on one side of the mavi, other side of the mavi is a shishirabim. And actually that rechava is open to a shishirabim also, on the other side of the rechava. One side of the rechava is a mavi, other side is a shishirabim. So Rabbi Huda said that if the mavi ended off in a rechava, you don't need anything to fix that side. It's ke'ilu itzasim. It's like it's awesome that side, just the other side you need a lechi and a kaira. But that side is kilu sasim. What's pshat? That side, the rechava, is a shushi yachid. If it's a shushi yachid, that has mechitzas, that rechava, had four walls, and even the pirtza there, it was less than a pirtza's eser, so it wasn't 10 amas big, so it's a regular chatzah, that's a regular shushi yachid, so finish it, closes up the mavi, it's not a problem. What would be the havminish be a problem? There's not a problem that you could have. The halacha is that from a chotzer to a mavi, you cannot carry anything from a chotzer to a mavi, even if the mavi has a tikkun, if the mavi has a lechi. You can't carry from a chotzer to a mavi. Why not? Because there's not a problem that Shlomo HaMelech was masakin, we have in the Gemara later on, the Chaf Aleph, that you're not allowed to carry from a Rosh Hashanah, from a, let's say, a Rosh Hashanah, a private house, to the chotzer that two people share. And you're not allowed to carry from a chatzer to the mavi that other chatzer is shir. Because it was a gzeira atu or shisharab. And that's a new gzeira. The only way to fix that up is by making something called a ruvi chatzeris. And that binds the people together, makes them into one, by making a ruvi chatzeris and shetufim avayis. Usually use a ruvi chatzeris, use bread, shetufim avayis use wine. And that's the way they used to make a shituf and an eriv to bind the people together. So here, good, the Rechava is Shish Yachid, but the Mavui is completely open to Rechava, which the Rechava is a place that should be like a Chatzar, which belongs to two people, and the Mavui has other things open to it. Not like the picture of it, it has other things open to it. So the Rechava shouldn't be able to, people, the Rechava should ask for the Mavui because people can't carry from Rechava to the Mavui. And that, Rashi explains that Rechava is different. Like we said, Rechava, people don't do any living things there, chores there, and therefore does not have a din of a chatzar. It's no diurim there, and therefore will not aser. So what he said so far was, there's no diurim in a Rechava. So there's a diuk over here. Two diukim over here from this memra, which will be again in the next line of the Gemara. There's two diukim here. First of all, he picked Dafka Rechava. Mashma, if it would be open to a chatzar, this mavi would be open one tzar shirab and the other side of chatzar, it would aser. You know why? Because the chatzar is a place with the urim, and that needs the air, needs a shtufim avayis. And since it's open to that rechava, to that chatzar, it would be aser. So he picked out dafka, who's a dafka rechava is not a problem. That in tzar klum. Dafka rechava, not a chatzar, that's number one diuk. Number two diuk is that even though the rechava is open shirabim, he obviously holds it's not a problem of being open full shirabim. Because even though it goes through the Rechava Shiram, it's not Kuma Fulish. And we'll have to see why that shouldn't be Kuma Fulish. That's a two diukim in this memra of Rav Yehuda. So, Messiah Ibrahim Shmei Rav Yehuda, Mahimav is called Rechava, which is saying means a diuk, Dafka Rechava, Ain Sar Klum. It's not a problem of Mavim Fulish. And it's also not a problem of Durim because it's a Rechava. So, Amalei Abaya, Rav Yosef, so Abaya, who is sitting here, told Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Yehuda, the Shmuli. This Rav Yehuda is saying over. He didn't say who he's saying it b'shem. He wasn't saying it b'shem Rav. We know Rav Yehuda is a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. Sometimes Rav Yehuda says Om Rav Yehuda Om Rav. Sometimes Om Rav Yehuda Om Shmuel. We have on the same daf. If you look higher up, middle daf, Om Rav Yehuda Om Shmuel. A lot of times Yehuda says b'shem Shmuel. A lot of times b'shem Rav. So he's saying a bayit or v'yaseh. This Rav Yehuda must be Shmuel. Why? It can't be Rav. Why? The Rav, because if it's going according to Rav, Kasha the Rav, the Rav Batarati. There'll be two questions, or two things not like Rav. Like we spoke at, there's two Chidushim in that Memra, and there'll be two things not like Rav. Why? The Amar Rav, Yirmei by Abam Rav. We have a Memra from Rav. Mavi Shenifras B'Meluya Elechotze. And Mavi is open B'Meluya. Meluya means there's no, it's straight open. The walls, there's nothing on the walls. You're looking at the back end, there is not, it's completely open, the back end. That's called Nifras B'Meluya. Nifras B'Meluya Elechotze. That's probably what to say, yeah. Then chotzer muteras umavi asa. The chotzer is still mutter, and the mavi is asa. Let it be like a mavi shekala ruchava. So you see from Rav Yirmi ba'aba mamarav two things over here. First of all, you see that since it said the diak, nifras achatsa kenegdoi, you see, it looks like a mavi mefulish. That's why he holds asa, because that, why is it nifras kenegdoi? And not because nifras achatsa, we're learning now that Rav holds that the reason why it's asa is because it's called a mavi mefulish. So you see two things from Rav. First of all, you see that if not for being a mavi mefulish, it would not be aser. Aye, it's a chotzer. Teretz is, he holds the chotzer won't be a problem, else the diurim and the chotzer won't be a problem. But he does hold a problem of a foolish. So, by Rechava, he holds aser, else mefulish. So, it's two things that's different over here. First of all, in Rav Yehuda's memory, he said, Dafka Rechava, b'chotzer with aser. Rav's master only else mefulish. Number two is, by Rechava, wasn't also else mefulish. Here he's saying it's also else mefulish. Now, you have to speak out, why wouldn't something be usher als, let's say, als chotzer. Why wouldn't it be usher als chotzer taka als dirim? What would we talk about Pshat and Rav saying it's only as mafulish? This point saying it's only as mafulish. Wouldn't it be, why taka should be usher als chotzer? Chotzer, it's a dirim there. So the answer is that there's a idea called that if a lechi is nirim v'chutz, but not mefnim, that called lechi not. If you look at the picture, you see, if anyone has a picture in front of them, that you see that the chotzer, it goes wider than the mavi. So if you're standing in the chotzer looking towards the mavi, you'll see it has walls. It has walls on that side. Just, it's a doorway. It's not parutz meluy. Parutz meluy means there's no walls. It's just the whole end's open. In the mavi, it looks like everything's open. But if you go to the chotzer, it does not look like everything's open. There are walls from here and here. There's walls on both sides of it. So it depends what you look at. If you look at it from the chotzer, the mavi has walls. It has a lechi. It's in better lechi. It has walls. But if you look at it inside the mavi, it doesn't have walls. So at this point, we would think that that's pshat in Rav. Rav holds alts chatzer, alts bedirurim, it won't be a problem. Alts irim chatzeris won't be a problem. Why? Because I have a black off from the mavi to the chatzer, and that's those walls that are near mechutz. And the whole problem is only alts mefulish. That's going straight to Rosh Hashanah. That's the problem. And Baruch Hava, it holds also alts mefulish. And here, it's only also foolish, but not alts dirim. And Mashenkin, Rav Yehuda's memra, two things are different. First of all, he says the Rechava is not a problem, even though it's mefulish. And only Rechava is mutter, but not a chotzer. Chotzer is a problem of dirim. The Gemara just fears it. Let's read it inside one more time. Either Rav, Kash, Rav, Atarati, Dom Rav Yirma, Abom Rav, Mavish Nivitz B'Meluy L'Chotzer, it's Mash B'Dafka because it's Nivitz L'Chotzer Kanei L'Shir Rav, and that's why it's a problem because it's mefulish. Then Chotzer Mutter, it's Mavi Yosser. The Chotzer is Mutter, because the chotzer has walls before the shirav, but the mavi is aser because the mavi is mefulish of shirav. But my lahavik a mavi shel kol rechava, just like a mavi shel kol rechava is mutter, even though it's mefulish. So why here is not mutter? Teretz says you must argue on that. So it must be that Shmuel, that Rav Yehuda's member is Shmuel, and Rav argues. So Rav Yehuda, so Amalei, he answers back, Anola yedana. So Rav Yosef answered back, because Rabbi told Rav Yosef, it must be your memory of Yehuda got to be Shmuel, not Rav. I don't know, you know, who it's from. I'm just saying over from Rav Yehuda. No Leidana, over the Hava of Dura de Rusa, there was a story in Dura de Rusa with Rav Yehuda. Mavui Shekola Ruchava Hava. It was a Mavui that ended in a Ruchava, like we said, and then went after the Shiravim. Hava also came to Rabbi Yehuda. Came to Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, it's Richav Levi. He said you don't need anything. You have a kasha. If you kasha, which made the Rav to have you have a kasha. If you kasha, which made the Rav could be Rav to have him very small. Like kasha Levi, let it be the same small. Okay, you're right. It's small. It's kafarlech. It's going according to small. So he was talking to Maskim. Rabbi Yehuda was asking to buy his kasha and said that's going according to small. But the Gemara says it's not muchach. Gemara says like this. Hashto to Amalei Rav Sheshes to Rav Shmuel ba'Abba. Now the Rav Sheshes told Rav Shmuel ba'Abba, but Amri lo the Rav Yosef ba'Abba. As b'loch, I'm going to explain to you that Rav before is a one case and another case. Kancha irvu, kancha lo irvu. The Rav that on the kasha, kancha irvu nechatzav neimavi, kancha lo irvu. He's saying that be'etzem you could say that that's mavi also according to Rav is not because of mavi mefulish. He will hold that's not mefulish. And what would be the tzar, by the way, that shouldn't be mefulish is because the whole the direction that went through was not keneged zeh. The opening to Shirab on the other end of the Rechava, other than Chatzah, was not zeh keneged zeh. Why does Rab say that the Mavi is Aser? The reason is because taka of the Durim, because of the Drisus Aregel going from one to another one. And he holds that the wall only works for the Chatzah and not for the Mavi. Because in the Mavi you can't see it. And there'll be a difference if you made an Erev, so then it would work. And if you didn't make an Erev, it won't work. So that's the pshat, why, if you make an Erev, then it won't be a problem. Because then there'll be no problem of Durim. And the case, and the case you don't make an Erev is not a problem. So therefore, you could taina, Rechava will stim. What he's trying to say is this, Rechava stims with this Rav also. Because if you learned that the Rav's member of Echatzah was Alts Mavi Mefulish, then Shver, Rechav should also be Asad, also Mefulish. I'm saying, no, not Alts Mefulish. The problem is Alts Durim. Then we understand Klav, the Chilikas, because Chatzah has Durim, Rechav does not have Durim. So it's the same difference as Kansh Irv or Kansh Loy Irv. Just look at Erev, it makes it, binds them into one, there's no problem of Durim. Same thing over here, by Rechav, there is no Durim, therefore it's not a problem. So two members stim with each other. Kol Rechav is Mutter, why? Because there's no Durim. Chatzar is also because there are Durim. If you make an Erev, then same like Rechava, it'll be Mutter. So it comes out that there's no stira between the two members. They both could be B'Shem Rav. Mavish Nefesh Rechava will be Mutter because it's Shiyach and has no Durim. And Mavish Nefesh Chatzar will be Aser because there they are Durim and there's Durim going through and there will be a problem of Asering us walking through at an Erev, it'll be a problem. And Mi'at Hashem on Daf Ches, the Gemara is going to go and explain what in the Havamina, what the Machlekes was, if it was Irvu or Lo Irvu. Basically, what the Machlekes is, if it's Mavim Foolish, the Kulman Foolish, not Mavim Foolish. And also, on the Tzad, that it was a problem of Diurim, what would be Tzad Asa, what would be Tzad Mutter, also, like we said, the Shaila of Nirim Chutz, Nirim Fnim, and that will be the start of Dafkas.